Chapter 4. She almost dropped the mug of milk. Chase watched Lori through bleary, gritty eyes and the haze of too much scotch. Glitterbug. The old endearment he'd begun using after the first time they'd made love had rolled off his tongue like a song. Damn it. Chase, I didn't see you.
Now there's a shocker. So what else is new?
A soft, bitter laugh escaped him as he lifted his glass in a silent toast. To Lori? To the past? Who the hell knew? His emotions were a jumbled mess. You're drunk, she said, a note of accusation in her voice.
A little. My dad stocks a very nice single malt. Goes down smooth as silk.
Unfortunately, he wasn't nearly drunk enough, though not for lack of trying. If he were, he wouldn't have been sitting here in the dark, brooding about love and family and Lana and Lori.
What time is it?
After 3. Have you been to bed at all?
Lana flew back to New York this morning, or I guess that's yesterday now. You and me, well, I thought you'd remember. But then it's been, what, 4 years? 5? Do you remember the last time we went to bed? I wish I'd known at the time that it would be the last time. I'd have done something to mark the occasion.
He heard a little gasp of what? Surprise? Scandal? Or maybe even pain? You've changed, Chase Timberlake. I've never known you to be mean. He laughed.
Again, so what else is new?
He took another sip of whiskey. A big sip. It burned on the way down, the only warmth within him.
You've never known me at all, have you, Glitterbug?
Don't call me that, she said with a hiss. Don't you ever call me that again. She whirled around and started for the stairs, and quickly he said,
No, don't go, please, Lori. Don't go.
The please, or maybe it was their shared past, stopped her. She didn't turn back, but she didn't continue upstairs either. Maybe she'd wanted to hear those words from him before. Please, Lori, don't go.